The Gemara Masechta Shkolim, Daf Peis Amud Beis, teaches us Tani Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, the bottom of the Amud, that mitzvos hanahagos badur sheni ein nahagos barishin, the various mitzvos that apply in adur sheni aren't in adur rishin, chutz mehesped v'tainis, except for hesped v'tainis shein zom v'zeh v'zeh, that apply both in adur rishin and adur sheni. And if we look in the last sif of Shulchan Aruch Aruchayim, Simen Tov Reish Tzadik Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch teaches us Yom Yudalev Tezvov Shabadim Rishon, Yudalev Tezvov and Adam Rishon, Ein Neiflum Al Pneim, Vein Oimri Mizma Yanch Hashem B'Yom Tzara. We don't say Tachnun, we don't say Lametzeich Yanch Hashem B'Yom Tzara. Vasurim Behesped v'tainis, their osur and hesped v'tainis, as our Gemara just taught us. Avshadvarim ein noy hagim behem, other halachas besides hesped v'tainis that apply on Purim don't apply a Purim katan on Yudalid v'tezvav adurishin. Avelis, for example, the Mishnah Berurah says applies to Yudalev v'tezvav adurishin. V'yesh omrim, and then the Shulchan Aruch even quotes yesh omrim daf behesped v'tainis mutarim, even hesped v'tainis on mutar on Purim katan. However, says the Ramah, hagah v'aminik hesvar rishayna, the minig is like the first shita that we don't make a hesped, and we don't fast on Yudalev v'tezvav Shabbat Rishon. And then the remark continues, Yesh oimrim shechayiv l'harbus b'mishta v'simcha b'yudalev b'ad Rishon. The remark says that there is a shita that we should have suda even on Yudalev b'ad Rishon. B'karmokoi v'ein noyin kein, but Ramah says that is not a minig. But Ramah says, "Mikom akoin yir b'ktsas b'suda k'day lotzeis yedei machmirim." The Ramah says it's appropriate to have some extra suda on Purim cotton. V'toyv leiv lotzeis yedei machmirim. V'toyv leiv yishvitamit. So there are two questions that come up as we look at this Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. One question is that we just learned the Gemara, and the Gemara was very clear saying that Hesped v'tainis is Osir another Marishim. But where does the Ramah take this minig of Laharvis Besuda to have extra suda on Purim cotton? And furthermore, if we look in the Ramah, it seems that the Ramah is saying that it's appropriate to have some extra suda on Purim cotton, and when should you have it on your Dalit? But the question is, shouldn't it be connected, as we know, as our Gemara says, as we all know, that the Purim on Yudalid is for everyone, and Purim on Tezvav is only for those that live in Krochim Hamukofos Choymer Mimois Bishuv Benun, cities that have a wall from Yishuv Benun. So if we're learning that on Purim Katan we should have extra mishta v'simcha, so it should seem that it should be connected. If you live in a place where Purim Katan is, where Purim is on your Dalit, then you should have your extra suda on your Dalit Adarishin. If you live in a place where Purim is celebrated on Tezvav Adar, then you should have your extra Suda on Tezvav Adar Rishon. But that's not what the Ramah says. The Ramah says that Shechayiv L'Harbis V'Mishta V'Simcha B'Yur Dalet Sheba Adar Rishon. And in fact, the Mishnah Berura in Sif Katan Dalet corroborates, as we're explaining the Ramah, from the Prima Godim, Avaloi B'Tezvav. You don't have the extra Suda on Tezvav. So we have these two questions in understanding this halacha of the Shulchan Aruch. So the answer to the first question, where do we get that we have to have extra mishtav simcha on, you have to have a suda on Purim Katan? The Gra answers that the chi of suda travels together with the isser of Hesped V'Tainus. He says, why is there an Isser of Hesped V'Tainus? Because you're supposed to have extra Simcha. So were there not a halacha that you have to have extra Simcha on Purim Katan, then there wouldn't be an Isser of Hesped V'Tainus. If our Gemara clearly teaches us that there is a Chiyuv of, there is an Isser of Hesped V'Tainus on Purim Katan, says the Ramah, it must be that the Gemara also means to say, and accordingly, there is a chiyuv of Suda on Purim. But that doesn't yet answer our second question. And our second question was, that why is it only on your Dalet? Shouldn't it be connected one to the other? So indeed, actually, the Michas Yitzchak in Chelik Yud Simin Nun Ches discusses the Shaila, and he indeed quotes, he says, that's what he says is the Smack's understanding, that indeed the Ramah is only referring to that individual who lives in a city that Purim is on Yud Dalet Adar. And for him, his obligation to keep Purim Katan is on Yud Dalet Adar Rishon. But indeed, he says, the individual who lives in a city that celebrates Purim on Tezvav Adar, he says such an individual clearly will keep Purim Katan on Tezvav Adar Shein. But Michas Yitzchak himself clearly agrees that that isn't the simple shot, that isn't the obvious shot in the Ramah. And as we said, he himself quotes the Prima Godim, who clearly doesn't understand the Ramah that way. So we need to understand why indeed is Purim Katan celebrated by everybody on Yud Dalet Adar. So one shot perhaps could be that it's very much connected to our Gemara. Our Gemara, the previous piece of Gemara, said that even though the people in Tezvav Adar, people who celebrate Purim on Tezvav Adar, if they want, they could read the Megillah on Yud Dalet Adar and be Mekayim the Mitzvah. And the Gemara even suggested it could be L'chatchila, you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah if you read the Megillah on Yud Dalet Adar, even though you live in a city that Purim is on Tezvav Adar. So the Gemara asked the question, if indeed that is the case, so the Gemara asked, so why do such individuals, why is there a braisa that says that if somebody read the Megillah, somebody who lives on Tezvav read the Megillah on Yud Dalet, the halacha is that he has to read over the Megillah on Chamisha Asur? So the Gemara answers, Shema Ein Shemeloi, Imat Oimekein, if you're going to say that a person can l'chatchila read the Megillah on Yud Dalet Adar, nimtza oikaz mak prochem b'yotcha. The halacha that the Megillah is read on Tezvav will be completely uprooted. And Chazal certainly did not want to have such a situation that the halacha that, as it says in the Megillah already, that the Megillah in that people who live in cities with walls, the Megillah should be read at Tezvav. We don't want that halacha should be completely forgotten and uprooted, and that's why the Gemara says the halacha is it should read it over on Tezvav. But clearly, the Gemara is teaching us that the Megillah may be read on Yudalit by everyone. So it could be pshat in the Gemara, pshat in the Ramaz as follows. When it comes to the actual Purim, and the actual Purim, we want that the Zman, the correct Zman, should be followed, and the correct Zman for people who live in a city with a wall is Tezvav. So that's why we wait for Tezvav to read the Megillah. And even if they read in Yutalid, they make them read it over. But here we're not talking about the real Purim. Here we're speaking about Purim Katan. When it comes to Purim Katan, where we don't have such a strict rule, there the halacha will be, and we also want to remember, perhaps, that the halacha indeed is that even a person who lives in a city with a wall can fulfill his mitzvah on Yudalit. How do we recognize that halacha? The way we recognize that halacha is by reading them, by celebrating Purim Katan on Yudalit Adar Rishon and not on Tezvav Adar Rishon. That's perhaps one way of approaching this Gemara. To take it a step further, and this is actually based on what the Miches Yitzchak says there in the Tshuvas as follows. If we learn our Gemara, and our Gemara clearly teaches us that you could fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, everyone could fulfill the Kriyas Megillah on Yudalit, a question comes up. If that is indeed the case, why indeed isn't it the halacha that everyone should read the Megillah on Yudalit? Because don't we have a klal of Zrizim Magdimim L'mitzvahs? So on one hand, yes, the Zman of Purim is on Tezvav, the Zman of Tezvav, but if halachically they can fulfill the mitzvah on Yudalit, maybe that's what they should do. They should read the Megillah on Yudalit, and by reading the Megillah on Yudalit, you'll have, it's a proper Zman for them, the Gemara says. And we also have Zrizim Magdimim L'mitzvahs. So maybe the answer to that is that indeed, why is the halacha that when we have two others in a leap year, says the Gemara Masech the Megillah, we celebrate Purim in Adar Sheni, not in Adar Rishon. The reason is because we mismach gula l'gula. We want to have them celebrate Purim as close to Pesach as possible. So Adar Sheni is obviously the Adar which is closer to Pesach than Adar Rishon. So we celebrate it in Adar Sheni, not in Adar. We celebrate it in Adar Sheni, not in Adar Rishon. If that's the case, so Tezvav Adar Sheni is closer. Tezvav Adar Sheni is closer to Pesach than Yudalit Adar Sheni. And if we want to bring Purim as close to Pesach as possible, so for people who live in cities that don't have a wall, Yudalit is the only day available for them. Since Yudalit is the only day available for them, that's the day Yudalit Adar Sheni is the day closest to Pesach, and that's for them, and that's where we're going to read the Megillah. The other people who live in cities with a wall have an option to read it on Tezvav. So we tell them, read it on Tezvav. But that's only when it comes to Adar Sheni. And we're trying to celebrate Purim, the real Purim, as close to Pesach as possible. However, when we're speaking about Adar Rishon, that we're only celebrating Purim Katan, and then when we speak about Adar Rishon, there's obviously no concept of bringing it close to Pesach as possible, because it's not Adar Sheni, it's Adar Rishon. There, indeed, there's a concept of Zrizim Magdimim L'mitzvahs. And since, as our Gemara teaches us, even someone who lives in a place where Purim is Tezvav could celebrate on Yudalit, could read the Megillah on Yudalit, If so, they could celebrate Purim Katan on Adar Rishon, in Yodal or Adar Rishon, not on Tezvav Adar Rishon, as clearly the Ramah, as the Prima Gadim teaches us, is the halacha.